Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
W.
Yeah, there is a W. You going all the way here or not?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's a good party, though.
It's actually a golden shower.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. It, of course, it's golden shower, but if you're doing it, it's a gold shower.
But there
shower.
Was no E-N on
I know.
The
yeah,
it's a gold shower. You can call it a gold shower. Same damn thing.
No, I think the proper term is a golden shower.
Well, you know where her head was at.
You understood what she was thinking about.
Of course she was. Totally.
Yeah, but obviously
There's nothing called a gold shower.
She's never done it before because she would know that would be...
There was no E-N on the puzzle, Todd.
A golden shower.
I know you watch, I know you watch hoity-toity game shows, but we watch Wheel of Fortune. We dumb it down.
Oh, no. I watch the Wheel.
Ooh,
while
gold
eating,
shower.
While I'm eating
you
dinner.
You mean golden shower, don't you? And Pat reaches down, grabs his bazooka.
Should have said that. You know, that's a golden shower.
You know I'm talking about, Vanna. Yeah, I know, Pat. Yeah, that's how it happened.
Vanna, you were there.
Yeah, you were there. Craig Peters later on this morning. Used to be a comedian. Sitting at his kitchen table.
Oh, he's still a comedian, but he used to do stand-up.
Yeah, well, you got to work. You have to do it.
No, I think if you're not on stage, you're just a funny guy.
Yeah, you're funny. I'm with you, man.
You have to be on stage with a microphone to be called a comedian.
I don't think these guys.
Or have gigs booked. At least.
I'm using comedians' words. I see it tweeted all the time. These guys said, I used to be a comedian. They're changing their profiles now, too. I used to be a comedian.
I think I saw Augie Smith the other day tweeting. So he's like, I just referred to Monty Python as those British comedy guys. This is not going well. This is not going to be good when I get back on stage.
Yeah, he had two or three different slip ups that we all just naturally would just say out loud. He said he couldn't recall. And he said, my first shows are going to suck, basically. Because for comedians, a recall is huge. Nick Allen used to be a comedian, although Nick has a gig Thanksgiving weekend.
Something on the calendar.
Right?
Okay, here it is.
Here it is,
Do you know anybody who has something on the calendar? I mean, I have trips on the calendar, and they're probably not going to happen.
No.
I have stuff scheduled.
Well, you're not flying anywhere, for sure.
For the summer.
Yeah.
So this is Augie's tweet. Yesterday, I blanked on the name Monty Python and called them the England comedy people. Today, I forget the name Jane Goodall and described her as the monkey woman that the aliens woman played in that movie. Really looking forward to my first post-quarantine comedy show.
That's great.
And then he follows it up with another tweet. I should also work on updating my references. Honestly, I don't think my five-year-old would have known who any of those people are anyway.
Yeah, he's not going to perform in front of five people. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah,
I can't even talk now.
But you got to readjust your target audience.
Right.
It's been that long of a break.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only audience he's got right now.
Right, it is.
Yeah, you got to play to the crowd.
Todd, I'm sure you are celebrating National Bike Month in your front yard.
You shorten the hours at the preteen bike shop, right?
I don't own a bike anymore. Yeah. I don't even have a damn bike.
Yeah.
So, sorry, the preteen bike shop is closed.
Oh, damn.
I don't have any of the inner tubes, nothing.
Wow.
I can fix a tire. I used to be able to fix a tire.
Yeah.
I need to get a bike. There's a lot of bike trails near my house.
You should, man.
Yeah.
Problem is, a lot of people are out there now.
Problem is, the state we live in is not real trail friendly.
But you said you got some by your house.
Yeah, there's some not far at all from
not
my
bad.
House.
Because I'm
bad.
Looking to take a hike this weekend. And my best options are across the river in Iowa. Because this state is not real trail friendly.
I wouldn't even know. I mean, when I hike, it's usually in Arizona, like you.
I prefer to hike in the mountains or the desert. That is not an option.
And if I'll ride a bike around a lake, which is a trail, but I don't walk that.
If you're going to compare,
that's not really a trail though. It's
if you're going to compare everywhere to Colorado and
Arizona, you're right.
Yeah, not many places are very trail friendly.
He's right, especially in the Midwest.
You go to a state like Minnesota. There's
bike
trails all over the place.
Oh, we don't have any woods here.
Well, what else are you going to do?
They're one of the
10,
best in the
lakes?
Country
for
that.
You are, also, Damon, you keep naming states with a lot of foliage and areas, so I think it's really unfair.
They have 10,000 lakes. Yeah. Obviously, there's going to be some trails.
Hey, there was a cool story, although we talk about animals moving into town, basically.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap. There's a suburb in Lincoln. I was watching news last night with this guy's walking his dog, and he just sees this kind of stray thing walking towards him. He's got his camera out. Oh, it's a coyote. Just a coyote.
Yeah.
And the guy's got a bigger dog. The dog starts barking. The coyote starts following him, and they make run. And he said, and then they talked to an expert. He goes, well, he didn't look like he was in feeding zone, but he was being oddly aggressive. I'm thinking, yeah, it's a coyote in a suburb.
It was
That's
like a
dangerous.
Trail around a lake in a neighborhood.
And there was a bunch of houses around that lake, too. And this guy's walking his dog, and a coyote just comes walking up. I'm thinking, that's not cool.
It went after him.
It did.
Like, really?
It started chasing him. Yeah, I saw the same video.
The video I saw, it looked like at one point that thing was within 10 feet of him easily. And it was following. I mean, the guy turned around and was like, okay, we got to get out of here.
And then
the coyote kept with him.
Yes. Yeah.
Was the coyote sick?
No,
normally they will avoid you.
He looked a little skinny. But
they're saying it because of the nobody's out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's part of it, Todd.
I mean, he did look a little skinny, like he might have been a little hungry.
Yeah.
And saw the dog. And I could probably take him.
But I think their instincts are to avoid humans.
Well, this one was not.
All animals are usually, but they just come in because the humans are missing. You know.
He's probably that was probably an area that didn't get a lot of human traffic. Right.
I don't know. It did look like that was weird. It was a weird.
No, I think it looked like an area that was made for human traffic.
It did.
Like it was a paved path.
Right. What I'm trying to say is, since COVID, people are staying in.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this. Animals are encroaching in the territory.
Right. They wander back to where they used to live.
Right. It was pretty scary, man. I would have pooped myself. I got a small dog, so that's in trouble. But even a big dog's.
Your dog would have been an appetizer.
Well, no, mine would have been. But that guy had a bigger dog. But even that, the coyotes could kill that dog, right?
Oh, yeah. It would have been a fight.
It would have been a hell of a fight.
Pretty sure my dogs are bigger than coyotes.
This one looked as big
as
a lab.
I'm pretty sure coyotes are meaner than your dogs.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because of the way they were raised.
Yeah. Right.
They were raised by wolves.
They were.
Yeah, they were.
So I saw that, is it Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon? Are partially
reopening,
opening up.
There you go, Todd.
You were looking for somewhere to hike.
It's a longer drive for you, but go for it.
No tour buses.
How long a drive is that for you? Because I know you don't want to fly.
I just wish I had nothing to do.
You do. We get a couple weeks of the summer off, you know.
From here, I think it's about 14 to 16 hours if you wanted to get to Yellowstone.
Break it up, sleep in your car.
But no busloads of tourists. Yeah. God, that would be heaven.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Grand Canyon welcoming visitors at the South Rim.
Yeah, so am I, by the way.
About 14 hours from here, Todd.
Okay, that's what I thought.
If you take
the
off
South entrance?
No, Yellowstone.
Just to get to Yellowstone. So, you
They're
take
opening
off
their south and east entrances.
Tyler welcomes visitors to the North Rim, too.
Yes, I do.
South, east, west.
Whatever.
It's a little bigger drive.
Right. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
Welcome to the South Rim.
Yeah. For those of you who have never been to the Grand Canyon, the South Rim is probably the most visited area.
Is that the one that comes up from Arizona, then?
Yeah, from the south.
So it'll be the south, got it.
Yeah, if you're coming up from Phoenix, you probably go through the south rim, and that's where you see most of the pictures. Right. Any picture you've seen of the Grand Canyon was probably taken from the south rim.
Got it.
A Yellowstone, they're reopening the south and east entrances of Wyoming on Monday. Access from the Montana border will remain closed, along with campsites. Tour buses not allowed.
So you can go.
Yeah, but you have to come up through Jackson.
But it won't be, since they're trying to keep social distance, your own car, your own family, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No tour buses.
Beautiful.
How about pooping? Because
closed.
My father-in-law's got a camper. Him and his wife are going to go camping this weekend somewhere. But they say where they're going, you have to be self-contained.
Yeah, it's the same here, I believe.
You have your own esser, right?
Yeah, I believe it's pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah. And if it's full, then you just got to go home.
You got to poop in your own toilet.
I've been corresponding with a listener who wants to go to Colorado and camping. And you know, I directed him to a few sites. Because all the national forests, you know, the campgrounds with the poopers and what have you, they're all closed.
So you have to squat in the grass, right?
You got to bring a shovel.
Oh, you got to bury your own scat when you poop outside?
Well, if you're going to a dispersed camping site, yeah, that's your only option.
Okay.
It's primitive.
Can you poop or just make your back legs move like dogs do, thinking they're covering something up and they're not?
No, generally, I think the proper procedure is to dig a little hole.
Got it. Poop in it.
Poop in the hole and then bury it. That's what I always do. You find a nice tree, you know, like a down tree.
Oh, I pooped outside before. Yeah.
And you sit on the down tree.
Even pre-pandemic, I pooped outside.
And yeah, you poop that way. That way you don't have to squat so much.
Got it.
But you dig a nice little hole for the intended target and then bury it.
You lean over, you sit on a log and do it? Or do you actually squat
like an
animal?
If I can find a log.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
If there's an available log or a stump.
Because sitting down.
You certainly use
much
that.
Easier, right? Yeah.
So you can relax and sit down. Because sometimes it takes a few minutes to poop.
Yes, it does.
But dig the hole first.
All right.
And then sit down. And then bury it once you're done.
I'll just do that in my yard this weekend just to get something
done. That'll give you something to do.
Yeah.
Hey, kids.
We're going to camp. We all got to poop in the yard, so pretend we're camping. But, Dad, right there's the bathroom. Sorry.
I see lots of people who are throwing tents up in the backyard, pretending they're camping.
Yeah, but now coyotes
but
are
they're
coming.
Not digging holes.
Coyotes are coming to town.
Yeah. And I'm out of tents, so I got nothing to give you. All my tents are broken.
Well, more... information coming out here proving that men are stupid. Researchers from Middlesex University, London, and the Mathematical Science Research Institute in Berkeley, California.
Morons, a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Berkeley, too. That's a dumb school.
Ugh. They say that men are less likely than women to wear face coverings in public because they feel more invincible and have negative attitudes toward face masks.
Dr. Mina shared that post, and then she says that she automatically... you're a boner killer for women if you don't have a mask on.
I mean,
the Trump women, you can be, they might dig it, but you don't want them anyway.
The gender differences were strongest in counties where face masks were not mandatory. Men are also more likely than women to think that they won't be affected by the coronavirus.
I don't get that. And by the way, it's not about you. Once again, how many times we tell you the mask is to protect other people? Other people, old people, sick people, young people, women, men, children, whatever.
It's not about you, you
dumbass. Why are men our age just such jackasses?
The study found that men are more likely to self-report feeling negative emotions while wearing face masks and think that it's shameful, not cool, a sign of weakness, and a stigma.
I look at the exact opposite when I see a guy without a mask. I think you're the weak guy.
But that's what guys think.
I know.
And it has nothing to do with the health of other people.
But that's what it should be about.
Now, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you may remember him. He posted a photo where he had his own mask while he was running errands this week.
And he's a man. Tell him he's a puss.
Someone did.
Oh, really?
He said, running errands on the mean streets of L.A. Friend of mine made me this custom Alabama football mask. The mask is cool, but she made it a little too small. My ears are actually crimson. One comment caught Stone Cold Steve Austin's attention. It said, the mask goes against your reputation.
Oh, jeez.
Stay strong. Be a rebel. Do not conform.
Great.
Cool mask, but strip off the communism.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Austin replied, shut up, dude.
We were.
We had to deal with somebody mad at comparing. Communists and Nazis didn't like each other, by the way.
Apparently.
If you have a history book, pick it up.
According to a complaint letter that came in,
yeah,
we are Nazi lovers and communists.
Yeah.
I think you specifically were the Nazi lover, Todd.
Really?
Oh, really?
I think so. I think you might have singled you out.
I don't like to be...
I don't think we've ever spoken a kind word about the Nazis.
No, in fact, we were anti-Nazi when it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
That's true.
Apparently a year ago.
Yeah, so Steve Austin just said, shut up, dude.
Yeah, I didn't understand that complaint letter because he seemed like the kind of guy that some of the Nazis are very good people.
Of course he did.
Well, there's good people on both sides.
Right.
No, there's not.
Nazis. What?
Not necessarily.
No, Nazis,
No, Nazis are...
He said commie Nazis, which are two different things.
Didn't the Nazis fight the commies?
Yeah, they were fascist.
Yeah. Totally different philosophy.
Yeah, but you got to read, Todd.
Yeah, no, no. This guy was just spewing talking points.
Right.
This guy obviously spent a lot of time.
Because we're the problem.
On social media.
We are the problem. A regional syndicated morning show. We are the problem.
Trying to tell the truth.
Yep.
So I think this should have been done long ago.
What?
Disney is considering virtual lines for all their rides.
How do you do the... virtual.
Well, now you can do it because you got the phones and whatnot.
Yeah.
Then they can tell you when your time is. You get to ride at such and such a time.
Okay, so you make an appointment to go on Space Mountain.
You show up.
I think that's what we should have been doing this whole time.
Yeah. Right.
Why stand there when you could be somewhere else spending money?
Especially with the technology we have nowadays. You're right. In the old days, you had to
But
stand
even
there.
Without that, if you checked in and said, hey, I'll be here at 4, or we have an opening at 4, all right, we'll be there at 4.
Yeah, that would leave them free to roam and spend money elsewhere.
That's a good point. When you're stuck in those lines anywhere, any amusement park, you're there for hours.
Yeah, you're not spending money.
45 minutes.
And that's what they want you there for. That's why they want you there, is to spend money.
That's true.
So they're going to start doing that. And I think that's a great idea.
The better idea is just don't go to Disneyland.
Well, Disney doesn't think so.
I do.
Yeah, Disney doesn't think so.
You can avoid a second trip? I have so far. And the kids are older now.
It's been brought up in front of my daughter, and she's just like, nah.
Yeah.
And so I win. I'm happy.
You don't bring it up in front of her, right?
But it's, you know, the concept of going back to Disney World, Disneyland. She's just not really that interested.
Pandemic, honey, sorry.
Nah, she's not that interested, and I'm fine with that.
So I was very pleased about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
That's a phrase I never thought you would say.
Oh, because he admitted he was
wrong. I was very pleased about Senator Mitch McConnell.
I'm not putting too much praise on this.
He's lowered the bar.
He admitted he was wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
he actually lied.
That is unprecedented.
No, if you admit you're wrong, then I think that you are saying that you're not lying.
Yeah, no, but a lot of politicians
It's okay to be
today.
Wrong. Well, I mean,
he's wrong about a lot of things.
They won't admit.
I'll give him on this little thing. Yeah, he did something. Right.
Admitting that you're wrong is a total sign of weakness.
It's huge.
He's also stopping.
That's a big deal.
Also stopping the next stimulus package for all you people that need money.
All of you.
All of you.
That's Pelosi.
No, it's not. It was her package.
No. I read the Facebook.
It's their package.
He reads the Facebook.
Yeah.
It's her package.
If you're not getting any money, it's because Pelosi.
It's her package. She put it together, and the Senate doesn't want to look at it.
Stop being a sheeple.
So
all the problems emanate from Pelosi.
Look at her.
Don't you know that?
All I hear is her package. That's all I keep hearing.
And the Senate's not going to look at it.
So Mitch McConnell fixing comments he made about the Obama administration. He told
Fox
News.
So all you people from Kansas need to get out there and vote Pelosi out.
Yeah.
When you see her on the ballot, vote for the other person.
Yeah.
That's right.
She's not on your ballot.
Jesus, Hulk, don't smash through the desk next time.
I'm just so mad at Pelosi.
Yeah.
McConnell fixing comments he made about the Obama administration. He told Fox News he was wrong, and a pandemic game plan was left behind for President Trump. He said he clearly made a mistake, but he doesn't know whether the plan was followed or not.
It was not followed. Right there he goes. He's just right back into the
What do you think?
McConnell was criticized. Well, we all know whether the plan was followed or not.
It was not.
Yeah. McConnell was criticized for the remarks by former Obama officials, including the Ebola coordinator. He tweeted, they literally left him a 69-page pandemic playbook.
Nope.
Yeah, it was right there.
You're not going to read that.
Here's what you should do.
Did McConnell follow up the comment with, who knew? And then the reporters say,
everybody.
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 It's been in the news.
Your boy's not following it. Never did. It's going to go away.
All right, I sent you this story, and maybe we can elaborate on it later. But don't say my name, says, first of all, nice work on the vodka bottle last night. That's also a barometer for the next morning, is how big a dent I put into the 750 of Tito's. Christy was a heavy pouring bartender last night.
Was she?
Yeah. I drank a whole bottle of vodka last night.
Nearly.
Was she pouring for herself as well?
No. It's only Todd.
No, she was.
And it was a brand new bottle of vodka, too.
She was trying to take advantage of me.
Yeah. No.
Oh, see, was she?
No, I think no, so.
Or was she trying to get you to not take advantage of her?
That was That's what we think.
I'm Todd.
That might have been the mission.
He said he was trying to take advantage of her. I think she figured it out and said, nah, not tonight. Drink up.
So don't say my name, says, in my job
as a noodle coming my way.
MRI tech, we sometimes have to scan people for various fistulas, abnormal connections between.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to
Fistula City. Abnormal connections between anatomical structures. It has occurred where women can have a vaginal or rectouterine fistula, thus setting up the possibility in pregnancy from anal sex. Because
I figured,
was a practicing birth control by doing the anal.
Exactly. Right. And I think they're too close together anyway, and there's a lot of swimmers down there. So I'm glad you sent that out.
Yeah.
Because I think just oral is the only way to avoid it.
It has happened.
Puss has been telling me.
The dude that wrote you yesterday still has a bleak chance, but not impossible, of getting his lady pregnant if you're just doing the anal.
Oh, he's ruining that conversation. Yeah. I listened to Todd and Tyler. Butts closed.
He's ruining anal for any number of people.
Yeah, he is.
Love the show. And as a healthcare worker, he's a healthcare worker.
Thanks, sir.
Your show is a great distraction on my drives to and from the hospital. Don't say my name.
Thank you for being on the front line.
So I said don't say my name enough. How many times does it take to not say a person's name?
There's not enough. You can't say it too many times.
Best idea is to, and a lot of people are catching on to this, is to put it in the subject line.
Did you see the one guy the other day? He actually created an entire fake email account, and his screen name on the email account was "Don't Say My Name."
Yeah. And I assume
say that, my name.
That
say
email
my name.
Account is just to correspond with us.
I would assume, yes.
But I sent you the entire article from health.com of how you can get pregnant anally. So if we want to get into that later, we can get into that.
We don't, but
Dream
we will.
Killer Craig.
Yeah, he would. He's going to ruin the weekend for a lot of guys.
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, don't do that.
I was going to give it up, but, you know, we can get knocked up. Also, real quickly, before we go into the break, a whistleblower was really hardcore. But you're not paying attention to that. I get that. We're all dead. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.